The State Department of Environmental Conservation will receive $2.25 million in federal revenue sharing to monitor water quality off northwest Alaska. The Minerals Management Service grant comes from its Coastal Impact Assessment Program. The money is federal royalty payments derived from companies drilling off coastal states. The grant will be used to expand the Alaska Monitoring and Assessment Program, now in South Central and Southeast Alaska waters, to part of the Chukchi Sea. The coastline from Point Hope to Point Barrow will be studied. Doug Dasher is an environmental engineer with DEC. He says the study will provide baseline information to gauge the effects of development and climate change over time. Dasher says samples from the water column and seafloor sediments will be examined for CO2 content, acidification, temperature, dissolved oxygen, and salinity.
We'll be looking at the type of organisms that live in the sediments to see what their health is, what the diversity of the population is. And then we'll also be doing two type of trawls, looking at fish that live near the bottom, and also looking at fauna like starfish and that live right on the bottom.
Dasher says in years past, most of the coastal impact study money went to other states because there was less activity off Alaska's coast, but that's now changing.
For Alaska, it's developing a baseline of information on type of organisms, chemistry in the sediments, and in the water column. And the area we're looking in, of course, is not out in the actual lee sail area. This is in the corridor between the lee sail and the shoreline, where potential pipelines may come through, and of course, there'll be a lot of activity in the future.
Dasher says previous studies in southeast and south central coastal waters are helping DEC develop guidelines for trace metals and sediments and making determinations about what is the natural background condition in places like Cook Inlet and Prince William Sound.
There are some areas that have ore bodies out into the marine environment that actually can have high chromium levels, much higher than you see in other locations. And that's actually just due to the fact that it's a natural ore body there.
An important aspect of studying the Chukchi Sea and other areas of Arctic waters is that currently these are areas not heavily impacted.
You can have atmospheric transport, but the levels are still low. But it gives us very good reference information for looking at, if you go back and now, if we have to look at harbors or areas that are impacted, it gives us a good idea of what that area should look like before the impact, as opposed to the work that takes place in the lower 48 in these surveys, where they're mainly trying to find an area that is, quote, somewhat pristine or a reference area.
Dasher says the information will be used by the development industry, government, and environmental organizations. It will also be used by the EPA for current and future national assessment reports for Congress. The Chukchi sampling will take place in August of this summer and another round of tests in the summer of 2011, with final reports out in 2013.